The bill passed after 150 ruling ZANU-PF lawmakers voted in its favor, while 37 Movement for Democratic Change lawmakers opposed it. The RBZ accrued the debt from conducting what are generally known as quasi-fiscal activities, which allegedly benefited mostly ZANU-PF supporters and lawmakers. It was for this reason that opposition MDC lawmakers asked the Speaker of the National Assembly, Jacob Mudenda, that ZANU-PF lawmakers who benefited be excluded from voting, but Mudenda allowed them to vote, leading to the ZANU-PF victory. Kwazana East lawmaker Nelson Chamisa of MDC said this was a travesty of justice.
Feel that there are members who benefited in tractors, who benefited in combined harvesters, but they've come here to vote for the government to assume their own debt. It's a travesty of justice. And like I said, one of the speakers said, it's a violation of our parliamentary rules. Of course, with all due respect to your ruling, it's also a violation which has to be noted and stated of our constitution of Zimbabwe. So it has to be noted that in as much as we voted, but our vote is a no, showing our disenchantment and disagreement with the violation that we've so alleged.
But Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, the sponsor of the bill, said Chamisa and the opposition's concerns were unwarranted.
Mr. Speaker said there is no basis to what the Honorable Mr. Chamisa has said. Yes, of course, he's right to appeal to any other quarters, but it's not the basis of a court of a warrant of a point of order in this house. He can raise those issues elsewhere, but not in this house.
Mudenda said Chamisa and Chinamasa's worries were valid, but declared the matter over. Government takeover of the RBZ debt would push the country's debt to more than $10 billion. Economists say it's unnecessary for the government to take over this debt, as people who benefited from the RBZ quasi-fiscal activities are still around and can be asked to pay what they owe the state. Independent economist James Joa told Studio 7 that people who got tractors, combined harvesters, motor vehicles and other goods would now go scot-free, while taxpayers are expected to settle their debts. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.